Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Jeff Haynes is at Hawkesbury today for the races. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Sean.
Now, the day look good?
No, it's nice and sunny, but very heavy smoke here, mate. Yeah, it's not going to be the prettiest day.
But, yeah, the haze.
Yeah, very hazy, mate. Yeah. So hopefully there's a bit of a breeze getting up late and blow it away.
Exactly. The track, how's it look for you today?
We've got up as a good four. Grant Buckley wrote it this morning, said just had a little bit of give in it. It might get to a three because even though there's fairly heavy smoke around, it's still pretty warm. We've put a fair bit of water on, yeah, but the good four, rail true, penetrometer, 4.82, which is right in the good four range.
All right, terrific. So basically you're starting off at as good as you can get and just depends on circumstances throughout the day.
Exactly right, mate.
All right, good on you, Jeff. Have a good day and hopefully the smoke blows away.
Hey, thanks, John. Cheers.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Haynes at the Hawkesbury. Chantelle Buckley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Shani.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. It's a bit of a nuisance, that smoke, isn't it? It's hanging around.
Yeah, look, it's a lot thicker this morning than it was yesterday. But, yeah, we'll make do with what we've got and hopefully it doesn't affect the horses today.
Yeah, and the participants as well, the people. Now, the first there today, we've got a combined class one of Maiden. One Love Silly, $2.90. Two Northern Voyage, $8. Three Prolongo, $126. Four Watch the Cat, $6. Five Wild Impact, $1.95. Six Lexi's Choice, $8.50. Favourite the Five Wild Impact, $1.95.
Look, I've gone against the favourite here. I tipped her last start, so I've gone against her today. I'm going to put the Scott Singleton Train Watch the Cat on top. If he can produce his run from three starts ago behind the white turf, I thought that was credible enough to win this. He then went straight to the Frank Packer Plate after finishing second there, so they must have thought enough of him. He wasn't disgraced by any means, only beaten five lengths in a Group 3. And then dropped him right back to a Class 1 maiden at Newcastle over the 23.65 last start. I thought he was quite plain, but in saying that, he may not have run out the trip, so he's back to a distance that we know he'll get for sure. And if he just produces that run from three starts ago, then he should be able to win a race like this. And you've got to respect horses trained at their home track returning here. In the second spot, I've got no doubt about that Wild Impact is certainly the one to beat. She opened up 2.30, got out to 2.40, but back into $1.95. So there's been heavy support for her here this morning. Look, she had every possible chance. I thought she settled in a good spot the other day in a Class 2. That was over the 1,800. The winner, Bard, he just got all the favours up in front. He led, he kicked, and she wasn't able to run him down. She's been about 2.6 overall. So she's had two runs under her belt now. She should be ready to peak third up. Into a third spot, I've got Love Sealy. Look, this is an European galloper that Australian Bloodstock have purchased, and he went to Newcastle first up over the 1890 over as a benchmark 64. Got stuck probably about 150 out. Got held up for a few strides, but I don't think it really cost him the win by any means. I thought it was a solid effort. Just a matter of sometimes these horses hit a bit of second-up syndrome, so I just wasn't convinced that today would be his day. I think he'll run well, though. And the two Northern Voyage, he'll be up there on speed. I'd say he probably will lead them up. He won a maiden at Kembla two starts ago over the mile, then stepped up to a city grade, probably a little bit outclassed, was up on speed there and was beaten about 10 at length, but he's got fitness on his side now. So 4, 5, 1, and 2 in the first, Cozzy.
All right, race 2, 1 Dashing Appeal is 14, 2 Oraman Zoo, $5, 3 The Golden Bear, 34, 4 Alice of Ulster, 19, 5 Royal Anthem, 650, 6 Elevadil, 460, 7 Killer Instinct, 2 even, 8 Rose of War, 81, 9 The Summit, $9, favourite 2 even, 7 Killer Instinct.
Yeah, you can't really go past her. I mean, last night you were shopping about the $2.70 quote, so she's firmed up quite significantly overnight. If you go back and watch her run at Newcastle the other day, she settled a fair way back. She did have a bit of cover, but she just had too much work to do from the top of the straight there. And I thought she rattled off quite nicely, beating the 1.3 overall behind Counterfeited. Elevadil ran second in the race. And, of course, she meets Elevadil again here today. But just off that run, I thought it was a credible run and she should be able to get the job done today. She's got a good draw. She won't settle too far back and hopefully she'll be able to do her best work late. In the second spot, I'm going to throw the two Ormen Zoo. I thought he was good when leading them up here last start. Look, he's been knocking on the door. He's had 9 goes for four minor placings. Look, I didn't expect him to lead last time out, but he did. And he was tough. He was beaten, .4 of a length to the line there. So I'm happy enough to give him another chance here. His stablemate, Elevadil. Now, it's interesting because In the stewards' report, she was to be ridden more conservatively last time out at Newcastle when she settled up on the speed, and they've applied blinkers today. So I'm assuming from gate two, she'll be up there, probably box feeding, I would suggest. She looks like the horse that's had the least amount of convictions in the race. So, you know, maybe at start number four, she can get the job done. And I'm going to throw the top weight dashing special. Look, I know he's had this will be his 29th start with 13 minor placings, but I've got a bit of a soft spot for him, and I always throw him in the mix. So 7-2, 6-1 in race number two.
All right, the third one, Castel Sant'Angelo, is $1.80. Now, number two, Battlers, $4.26. Three is Duclair, $4.20. Four, Spanish Rain, $26. Five, Stella Maris, $4.20. Six, Golden Creek, $26. Seven, Avera, $7.50. $8.80, $101. Favourite number one, Castel Sant'Angelo, at $1.80.
Yeah, he's really firmed up this morning. $2 last night, $1.95 this morning, now into $1.80. So whether or not he firms up anymore, we'll have to wait and see. I had him on top originally last night on four mine, and then I thought about it, and I thought, I'm going to go with the fit horse in the race, and that's Stella Maris. She meets him 5 kilos better. She gets the blinkers for the first time. She draws gate number two. Now, she came here last start. She drew 9, was caught deep and couldn't get in. It's just due to that awkward barrier from the 1300 there. She'll do no work. And as I said, she meets him a lot better in the weights, and she's got the fitness on his side. So I'm going to put her on top over Castel Sant'Angelo. Nothing wrong with his form. He went to Newcastle on debut over the 1400, was beaten under a length, then went straight to a City 3-year-old maiden over the mile there, was up outside the leader, and I thought it was a tough effort to only be beaten half a length on that occasion. They then sent him straight to the paddock. Now he comes here with 3 trials under his belt. Thought his recent trial was good behind the likes of Grey Lion on the white turf and also Fierce Impact. So comes out of a pretty hot heat, and he's coming to a maiden here on a midweek provincial meeting. So obviously in the main danger, but it's just a matter of how fit and forward he is. Into a third spot, I'm going to throw the 7, Ivera. I don't really know what to make of her run the other day at Wyong. Maybe she just couldn't make up the ground, but prior to having that run at Wyong, she was good here in a maiden over the 1500. And then we'll also put in to 4th spot the 3, Duclair. I wasn't really taken by his run here on debut. He's a 2-year-old colt, crossover noseband for the first time. The saddle did slip on the jockey there, but I still don't think it hindered his course. He's beaten almost 3 lengths, but he steps out to the 1500 at start number 2. So we'll go 5-1, 7-3 in the third cause.
Okay, the fourth. Now, 1 Oz Fighter, 3 Even, 2 Convinced, 2 80, 3 Secretively, 2 Even, 4 Amplified, 18, 5 Benoni is 19, number 6 Done Right, 81, 7 Nice One Wilson, 71. 8 Norma Jean, 71, and 9 Cinderella, 151. 2 Even favourite, 3 Secretively.
I couldn't believe how much support has come for this colt. I had Secretively on top last night, and you were getting about $3.10, whereas Convinced was a favourite. Now this fella's firmed right into the $2 mark, so someone's jumping on board him. Thought he showed good speed from a wide gate there. He drew 11 on debut over the 1200 at Canterbury, set up outside the leader. Look, he tired late, but I think he'll be better for the run. He's dropping back quite a bit in grade here. He draws the 1, so that's why I've gone with him, because he'll do no work. Whether or not he leaves, I don't know, but if he doesn't, he'll get a nice run just in behind them, and hopefully he'll have the last crack at them. Steps out to the 1300 here, so he's on top for mine. Convinced, I thought his run was okay on debut there. He took a sit. I don't think he would never have beaten the winner, but he was almost going to run second the entire way, and then he was nabbed on the line for second, so he finished into third spot there. But I just thought the gate, I don't know where he maps here. He could get caught out on a limb. 1300 here, it's always tricky. If you don't get in, you're going to be caught deep, and it's pretty much a turning circuit from there on in. So he might get deep if he doesn't get into a spot quick smart. The 1 Oz Fighter, he placed over the mile here last preparation. I think he probably wants a touch further, but he could do something here second up, and he gets the blinkers for the first time, which is a significant gear change for him. And then the 4 Amplified, a filly that hasn't done anything in all 4 runs, but she wasn't too bad behind Outback Diva 2 starts ago. When she was beaten 3 lengths. Outback Diva then came out and bolted in at Kembla last week. So maybe the form around her is strong enough to suggest that she could run a creditable race here. 3, 2, 1, and 4 in the fourth.
Now race 5, 1 Banjo's Voice is 6.50, 2 Defiant, 2 Only 126, 3 Please James, 41. Four Royal Monarch, 350. Five Scarpa, 7. Six Touch of Purple, 13. Seven Braywood Gold, 21. Eight Breaking Cover, 225. Nine Out, 10 Princess Eve, 81. 11 C Senor, 23. 12 Parlor, 18. 13 Out, 225 favourite. Eight Breaking Cover.
And I've been waiting for this filly to come back to the races. I made her a take two after my last run. That's Breaking Cover, the favourite I'm talking about. She came to Hawkesbury last meeting. She was unwanted in the market. She was about a $15 chance. She settled a long way back, or they just ran her off her feet, to be honest. And I loved the way she attacked the line. She wore the favourite down to 0.4 of a length there. That was over the 1,100. She steps out to the 1,400. She draws gate number two. She'll get a beautiful run just in behind them. Whether or not she settles a little bit closer today, yeah, the tempo obviously won't be as quick as it was over the 1,100. And hopefully she can get the job done at start number two. I've made her one of my best on the card out here. So she's a clear standout. The five, Scarpa. Just thought with the 4 kilo claim for Atsu Mahita. He gets in with the 55 kilos there. He's had 12 goes now for 3 minor placings, but one of his placings was here at about $151, actually. So if he can replicate that run, then you could give him a top four chance. The 7 is the next best here, Braidwood Gold. Look, if she can replicate a run from 2 starts ago at Wyong, that was a country provincial maiden over the 1350, same type of race as this. She could run well. Last start, probably put a line through it. She was beaten about 12 lengths there, so not sure. There was nothing in the stewards' report to suggest that there was any major cause of that. And then into 4th spot, we'll throw Banjo's Voice. He's placed on the track before. He gets out to a trip that probably suits him a lot better than his first up trip of 1,100. So we'll give him a chance. 8-5-7-1 in the first leg of the quad equals.
All right. Now, the sixth event, 1 Jet Girl, 442. Only Want to Sing, 440. 3 Prophet's Voice, 8. 4 Hazewind Shadow, 11. 5 Out, 6 Johnny Rhubarb, 18. 7 Taken Everything, 280. 8 Karingal Star, 11. 9 Island Grange, 12. Number 10, Quick Spin, 34. 11 Inner Spring, 81. Our favourite here is 7 Pack and Everything, $2.80.
I've gone 1379. I'm going to put the top weight on top here, Jet Girl. I like the fact that Dean Murphin has opted to claim here on this mare, so she goes around with 60 on her back. Prior to last start, she'd put 3 wins on the board. Obviously, one of them was last preparation, but she resumed here over the 900 at Wellington, won that, then went to the Anzac Day Sprint at Bathurst, won that. They took it to the Satellite out at Parks, which was probably a very handy race, to be honest. It was an open company field, and she was just in behind the leaders. She always looked as though she was going to finish in the top three, but then late, the rest of the field swamped her. So the form reads that she was beaten 1.7. She finished 6th of 12, but I think there was merit in the run. She draws gate 6 here, so look, it's a straight run to the turn. I'm not too worried about where she settles, but I just love the fact that they've claimed off her again. So I'm going to put her on top of the 3, which is Prophet's Voice. I think this horse has a fair bit of ability. Now, it has been 6 weeks since his last start. He's a rising 5-year-old with only the 5 runs under his belt, but he won a Kembla Grange mate, then had a freshen up, came here back in July of last year, finished 2nd in a handy enough class 1, then went straight to town and was beaten 4 lengths there now. 2 trials, which I said were, you know, 6 weeks ago, but finished, what was he beaten? 3 lengths behind Daisy Doom in a trial, and then his recent trial, he was 4 lengths behind Girl Tuesday and Grey Light, and they quinellaed the listed race there on Saturday. So, you know, he comes out of pretty handy races, and as I said, I think he's got a bit of ability, but obviously he's had a few problems along the way. The 7, Taken Everything, I was just a bit disappointed in her efforts here last start when she started at $1.50 or $1.65 actually. She does get the winkers for the first time. I don't think the jockey couldn't offer any excuses, and there was nothing in the stewards report, so either she wasn't up to it or she was just having an off day. So we'll put her in, and then my fourth selection is the 9 here from the Les Tilly stable, Island Grange. I'm going to give him a chance. She loves the trip here. And her last start was credible enough. That was a 64 race at Wyong. But we'll go 1379 in the second leg.
Race 7, 1 Romantic Whisper, 290. 15 Mo South, 360. 3 Moana Jewel, $5. 4 Moana, 4 in. 5 and 6 down. 7 Polhampton, 9. 8 Mr. Catter, 10. 9 Russian Expert, 41. 291 Romantic Whisper.
4, 1, 2, and 7 for me. In race number 7, look, I've gone with Terror. I think that's how we pronounce it, Terror, from the Godolphin Yard. She's an Animal Kingdom filly. What I liked about her win on debut was that she was unwanted in the market there. She sat just in behind and she got to the outside. She took forever and a day to wind up, but she really knuckled late when Blake Spriggs was able to get at her, and she won the race by 0.2 of a length. Had it have been further, she would have been pulling away from the field. So I think the 1400 looks like the obvious step up in distance here. The only concern for mine is, or two concerns, a maiden going straight to a class one, and then my other reservation was she's drawn great number 9, which is never easy to do over the 13 and 1400 here at Hawkesbury. So I'm going to take her on trust and hope that she's really come on from that. So she's on top ahead of Romantic Whisper. Look, nothing wrong with what she's been doing. Her win two starts ago at Randwick was good, but she did kick and she was run down late. She held the race by about a nose, and then she went to Newcastle, adapted the same tactic, led, and then was run down. So I'm just not sure if she's going too hard in her races and that she might be vulnerable late. If she is, that's certainly when Terror will be on her back and hopefully can get the upper hand there. The two Steamboat Sally, I should say, her run second up was good at Newcastle there. She led, she controlled the race, she gave a kick. The winner happened to be Loved One, who came out and won quite impressively at Kembla on Tuesday. So the form around her is good. But then the third horse went to Gunnedah on Sunday and was beaten, and also on beaten favourite. So whilst the winner was good out of the race, the rest of them I can't really make a strong case for. And 7, Polehampton, rule out, put a line through her last run at Scone there. She's beaten 5 lengths, but her run first up at Warwick Farm in a benchmark 70 was good. She was beaten less than a length there behind Invictus Salute. So 4, 1, 2, and 7 in the penultimate event.
Now the final event, race 8, 1 is out, 2 Go Fish Go, 330, 3-year-old Blaze, $6, number 4 I'm a Country Boy, 10, 5 McMahon, 12, 6 African Academy, 21, 7 Host Wins Saturday, 50, 8 Norton, 12, 9 Sun and Air, 12, 10 Out, 11 Out of More, 370, 12 The Tower, 81, 13 Dragon Shadow, 34 favourites, 30 number 2 Go Fish Go.
Not a bad little race to end the day here, a class 1 affair. Obviously we lost the top weight, so we lost a couple of wanted horses in the market. He had Thor's Thunder and also Bondi Boy, but I originally have Arden Moore on top. I had him as my value bet because last night he was $6. Now I just looked this morning and he's now into $3.70. So there goes the value right out the door. But I'm going to put him on top. If you go back and watch his run last start at Kembla, he was very, very unlucky. He drew the 1, box seated, had a beautiful run in transit, but when it came to getting out, he just could not get out. Poor Travis Wolfgram had absolutely nowhere to go, and he looks like a big unit that probably appreciates a bit of galloping room. I reckon Travis was probably held up for about 150 metres, and when he got out, the bird had flown. Love My Cashews had gotten a split and skipped clear. But what I liked about his effort was he didn't shirk the task. He actually did rally to the line well enough, but it was just too late by that stage. So he's got a good draw here. A few of the favoured runners have drawn wide, so he'll get the best run in transit there, and he's had 2 runs under his belt now. So I think this race suits him down to the ground. He's on top ahead of, I'll put him in the second spot, the 8 here, which is Norton. Now, they've changed a few gear. They've made a few gear changes here with him. He gets the blinkers for the first time. The Norton bit comes off and the tongue tie goes on for the first time. He too will get a nice run just in behind them. Put a line through his last run. It was a below par performance for him. He'll definitely improve off that. I'm a Country Boy. I thought there was a bit of merit in his maiden win at Gosford the other day. He's beaten less than a length. He won the race by almost a length, I should say, but he did get checked at the home turn. I think the horse in front of him just stopped, so he had to come off heels, pick himself up, and he was good. My only worry about him was the tricky gate, gate 11. I'm not too sure where he gets. I assumed he'd get back, but apparently he'll settle just in behind them, hopefully. And I've also thrown in Go Fish Go. Look, another one that probably he's going to have to work, I think, to get across from the wide gate. He's drawn 13. He'll obviously come in with a few scratchings, but his win at Moyang was good. But I just, as I said, I just don't know how he maps there in the last. So we'll go 11, 8, 4, and 2.
All right, Shani, which one's going to help us ring Uber Eats tonight?
Well, race 8. Horse number 11 was my value of the day, but he's absolutely no value now. So he's $6 into $3.70. That's Art of More. But race number 5, I think breaking cover, she should be able to get the job done. Again, not a lot of value about her. You're shopping at about $2.25 now. She hasn't really budged since her opening quote. But if she's come on from that first up run there, then she should be able to get over the lot, the top of this lot. Not the strongest maiden you'll find. So race 5, number 8, and race 8, number 11.
After it wins, I'll send you a photo of the empty container, all right?
Well, you do that. Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope. All right. Jenny, look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
Thanks, Cozzy. Talk to you soon.